It's a standard underfunded community space with scuffed furniture and a pair of antiquated radiators, leaking just enough heat to stop the cold from creeping to the bone. Dust motes hover in the thin winter sunlight. I'm here to sit in on a session run by Penny that is fast gaining a reputation beyond these book-lined walls, and, as his students arrive, I count myself extremely fortunate to have so little in common with them. For this is a course designed to explore the impact crime has had on their lives, violent crime for the most part. "Take ownership of everything you've been through," Penny urges his class. "Dig as deep as you dare. You'll be amazed by the power you have to unearth the missing pieces of your story." "I still don't know how to begin," complains one woman, something of a slow starter given that this is the third time the group has met. "No one ever knows," Penny sympathises, and he inspires her by reading aloud the first chapter of another student's work, one who is progressing rather better. As he reads, the opening line is a doozy, "just you wait," I find my gaze resting on the author. Sharp-boned and fair-skinned, she's not as beautiful as she once was. By my reckoning, she's closer to 50 than 40 these days. But she has a quality to her that's impossible to tear your eyes from. A charisma. A pathos. I recognise the face, of course. And to an extent, I already know the story. At least, I think I do. Michaela Ross, Sunday Times Magazine, December 2021.
Saint or Sinner by Ellen Saint. Chapter 1. Kieran Watts has been dead for over 2 years when I see him standing on the roof of a building in Shad Thames. It is October 2019, a Monday that should be unremarkable. For those who don't know the area, Shad Thames is a historic parcel of Riverside London just southeast of Tower Bridge. Think step-back-in-time wharves with winches and walkways and cobbled alleys running red with the blood of bygone crimes. Okay, that's in poor taste. I apologise. For those who don't know the man, Kieran Watts is the monster who destroyed my life, whose actions will torment my soul until my dying day and perhaps even beyond. I wouldn't put it past him. He is the reason I am writing this, the reason I am here. As I once said to my daughter Freya, not missing the look of revulsion on her face, I will never forgive him. I mean it. Never. So I'm in Shad Thames for work. It's been raining overnight and the Riverside Palette is all soot and stone, rust veining the dark painted ironwork. My new client is called Selina. She's in her early 30s, white British, mixed with something chic and Southern European. She works in finance, which explains her acquisition of a fifth-floor flat in Jacob's Wharf, one of the east-facing warehouse conversions overlooking St. Saviour's Dock. Though beautiful, the apartments have inconveniently small windows, calling for lighting expertise beyond what your average sparky will dispense, and I've been brought in by the architect commissioned by Selina to do her refurb. This first meeting is for me to get a sense of her lifestyle and personal aesthetic. Naturally, she wants it both ways. The candlelit romanticism of smugglers conspiring in shadowy corners and the radiant, flattering light, beloved of the millennial narcissist. Her words, not mine. But you don't need to hear about that. Rest assured, I'll light her beautifully. What's important here is what happens after the consultation. We are sitting at her breakfast bar by the window, with cups of espresso and shortbread cookies she claims to have baked in the microwave, when she says, "You wouldn't need your trickery up there, would you?" And she gestures to the building directly opposite. It's a slender, modern structure slotted between two warehouses, its top protruding like an elongated head on broad shoulders. Each floor has a large, lozenge-shaped window overlooking the water, with a second-floor height one to the right running up the building in a reflective stripe. Though all its units must get their share of natural light, the top flat has what looks like an atrium or skylight behind a roof terrace that spans the full width of the building.